Yes, sir, it's your boy Keys Ali, and welcome back to Meet My Friend. This is the summer series, and this time, man, I got somebody special in the building from the Upstate Music Mind. I got Mr. Ryan checking in. I'm a hush up. Let him introduce himself. Let him tell you about his podcast, his website, his social media, and all that good stuff. Then we're going to dig into his mind a little bit and tell you how to get on the show. Ryan, man, the floor is yours. Tell him who you are, man.
All right, what's up, guys? My name is Ryan Stearns. Like you said, I am the host and creator of the Upstate Music Mind podcast. We're a little over 2 years in, four seasons deep. Had the pleasure of interviewing over 100 artists, dozens of different venues and businesses that support local business and music in the area. So it's been an amazing couple years so far, and we're keeping it rolling, man. So it's just something that I wanted to do because there wasn't something going on currently in the scene that I noticed, and people always told me I had a radio voice or face for radio or whatever the hell. And I said, I might as well jump and see what happens, you know? So here we are.
Gotcha. So what was that, man? How did you get Upstate Music Mind started? Like, when did the bug bite you for media?
So I'm a musician myself. I have a music business degree that I haven't done anything with, honestly, until this. So I'm a bartender full time. This is a part-time gig for me. But like I said, man, I know that there was a lot of great music in the area, a lot of places to see the music and a lot of talented musicians, but there weren't as many platforms to kind of relay that information or to kind of find sources to find out about what's going on and who's in the scene. So my co-host, my original co-host was in my band with me for 8 years, Johnny Keys. I love him. He helped me get the start of the show going. He's got a lot of stuff going on. So he's here and there on the show, but I have another co-host now, Dr. Love Beats, who does a fantastic job. He's a local drummer. I haven't met one person that doesn't like that guy or doesn't know him personally. So it's been great. But yeah, man, I just, you know, obviously music's a passion of mine. It's always going to be a part of my life. I'm going to get out there again one day and get my music out there. But more importantly, I say basically I get the people who have their shit together and I put them on stage and in the limelight and, you know, get them the exposure that they deserve because there's so many talented artists in this area, man.
Yeah, man, four seasons is a long time. It's consistent. You're consistently putting out content, building your fan base. But over that four seasons, man, is there any stories that you have to tell about overcoming anything, or is there any moments that stick out over your four seasons?
There definitely are. I mean, off the top of my head, I mean, it's been very cool to have run-ins with little kind of celebrity kind of things. Like the show, the very first episode, it's a weird title because we get a little weird on it, but it says Our Ears Made Out, and you're like, what the hell is that? Well, basically it's a story based on this guy who gave me his earbuds, and I knew he was like an entertainment professional. He didn't tell me exactly who he was, and I ended up looking him up. He gave me his email. I looked him up the next day. He was the original Red Ranger, and like, you know, I'm 37 years old, so Power Rangers were like my shit,
that's a thing, man. Yeah.
Oh dude, so when I realized who it was, I was kind of glad I didn't know it was him at the time. But anyway, I know that's not anything to do with music, but he asked me like intense questions about my music background. And I could tell he was like, you know, he had some sense of worth and was really, you know, intellectually challenging me and put me on the spot in a good way. And so I just had to tell that story on the very first episode of the show because I was already recording the first episode. And I was like, well, guess what the hell happened to me this week? And ironically enough, I met a few other Power Rangers, these two ladies that came in like a year later, and I told them, and they have their own podcast. So we linked up and we might exchange interviews here in the next year or so. But, there's been a couple other kind of mini celebrity run-in things, but I would say one more thing is I went to the Green Day show a couple years ago. It was a big show in Atlanta. It was Green Day and Weezer and Fall Out Boy. But a kid got pulled on stage to play guitar. And like, as a guitarist, I've always thought about that. That'd be so badass. But when I was telling the story on the show, my co-host, Dr. Love Beats, he got pulled up on stage as a drummer 10 years ago by Green Day. So he's had that same experience. And so he kind of told that story. But the craziest part about it was a former guest of ours, Miss Allison Huey, who runs Carolina Music Therapy. she actually knows the guy who got pulled up on stage to play guitar. So she linked us up behind the scenes because she heard the episode. And then we actually featured that kid's band on our show. And okay. The band's called True Lilith. They're really good. So we have a little idea that we're going to do a live stream jam, and then Green Day's going to hear about it and then give us some publicity, you know, because it's a fucking cool story, you know.
So, it is a cool story, man.
Anyway, yeah, cool. Those are probably the top two random kind of cool things, I guess I could say, and, you know, off the top of my head, man.
Gotcha. Now, being in the music scene in the upstate, man, what do you think the music scene is missing, if it's missing anything?
Well, it's kind of like, I'm a sports guy too, so I kind of live by a lot of those idioms or maxims or whatever the word is, to sound smart here. Basically, I would never be satisfied, and I don't think any music scene, even Nashville, should be satisfied. I think there's always something that could provide, you know, something else, some other opportunity or some other platform for other people. So specifically in this area, I think the general awareness, I know that's kind of broad, but you know, the South Carolina venue crisis is something that's going on right now. I definitely wanted to talk a little bit about that. And a lot of our favorite local venues and watering holes and big places that really support local music have been shutting down because of these insurance rates and all these liability issues that are absurd. And it's really unfortunate. So that's one form of the awareness I'm referring to. But the other is really just people knowing who is out there and that there's going to be someone that they enjoy if they dig deep enough. And so that's a big reason we started the show, to lighten the load for your casual music fan who just wants to be more familiar with the music scene. There is amazing artists in every single genre and tenfold. I mean, it's I'm honestly kind of embarrassed that I did not know half these people when I first started the show. There's just so many fantastic artists in this area. So just general awareness. I think we need more people talking about the music scene, more people actively going to the shows and, you know, downloading stuff. I mean, shit, I don't care if you guys listen to every episode, but if you just click Marcus Play to download for me, that helps the scheme and that helps the range of the audience, like, so much, like little algorithms and stuff like that. Just a simple like and a click and a share that people can do for their friends and people that they see in the music scene does wonders, honestly.
Now, talking about the venue crisis, I want to dig a little bit deeper, because I see that you are a part of the fundraising and getting things together. So the issue that I, from my understanding, the issue is the insurance rates are going up. What else are the issues that's making this happen?
Well, so, I mean, I know enough about it. I will say that Sheila Merck, Ken Tribble, and Ashton Reed, they're kind of leading the forefront there of the SE venue crisis, and they have all the resources and all the knowledge. But in a nutshell, it's basically, it comes down to adults needing to be adults. And, you know, going to a bar as a bartender, I mean, I can relate to this in a much more intimate manner, because, I mean, that this is something I deal with on a nightly basis, where you have to, like, cut somebody off. You have to make sure they get home safely. So companies are now biting the bullet. They're facing the burden for that. Like, people can sneak in liquor bottles and stuff, even if you cut somebody off. And if they drive home getting a wreck, it comes back on that business. And it's just simply not right. It's not fair. And these insurance companies, like, the businesses have to put down almost, you know, 5-10 times as much as they did a couple years ago just to cover a potential lawsuit. And then if they actually get sued, then that's a whole other thing they have to deal with. Obviously, that's insane. And, you know, it's there's a lot of stuff that I don't know legislatively, all the fine print, but it really just comes down to they're charging too much. They're filling the pockets of a select few, and that's just not fair. And especially for the people who bust their ass and everybody that is infected by the community from even just one little venue that closes, man, there's, you know, 40, 50 people who work in that building. Mm-hmm. There's a couple hundred people that come and frequent that building. There's distributors who supply food and beer and different products, you know, different vendors, and, you know, just the community as a whole. So it really affects a lot more people than on the surface, I think.
And quickly, how could someone get involved and help? I know that you guys have fundraisers. I know that, I think I seen like maybe a live show or a concert being put together to raise funds. So other than giving funds, what else could possibly be helpful?
Well, their resources are fantastic on social media or the Linktree, which is SC Venue Crisis, and then like at SC Venue Crisis on Facebook. I know that the nickname's Prohibition Coalition, so you could probably search for that and find it as well. But, you know, they provide a different alternatives to do something, such as reaching out to a local representative. They provide links to that. It's really simple. I did it in literally like 45 seconds the other day. You just click a couple things and send. And then, you know, you could go old school and write a letter. You know, you could DM some of these people if you want. And then now, there's a lot of town meetings.
You're saying these people, are you speaking about the insurance company, legislative?
Yeah, your main kind of lawmakers and your state heads, you know, people who are going to be in the building, deciding to amend these institutions and stuff like that. So, like I said, I'm not as knowledgeable as the main three there, but you're giving us
at least the basic of the information around and where to go. And I appreciate you for that. So let's get back to your show, man. Upstate Music, Mom. What's the end goal? What are you looking forward to achieve at the end? What's that, you know, what's the checkered flag for you? Or are you just doing it for the love?
It's a little bit of both, I guess. So, you know, when we started it, me and Johnny initially were just like, hey, if we get 10 listeners a week, who gives a shit? Like, if we have fun talking music and we expose a band to 10 more fans, I mean, that can mean the world to that band or that artist. And so we get a lot of self-gratitude and just out of putting out the show and having a few people tune in. But it's definitely a little bit more than a few people. We've been fortunate. The numbers have been great for us, and we just hope they can continue. You know, an end goal would be if this could potentially be a career for me and I could, you know, take a step back from bartending, because I don't want to bartend forever. I mean, I love Local Q, and it's a great spot.
Got the best wings in the city, too.
That's right. There you go. See, I didn't have to say it. I'm gonna give a shout out to Mike and Leah, my bosses there. I didn't even have to say that.
Oh, yeah. Best wings in the city, man.
Yeah, man. So it's just something that I do get a lot out of, you know, not just a little bit of money from sponsors and such, but if it could be something that I could make a career out of, that'd be wonderful, you know. So that's something hopefully in the horizon in the future.
Gotcha. Before I let you go, how can someone get in contact with you? Who needs to get in contact with you? What type of guests do you accept? Just let us know, you know, that whole submission process for getting on your show.
So I do want to just tell people, if you guys submit anything recently or in the near future, we will probably have to have that in the next season, probably about midway through. We do have a lot backlogged, and I want to say thank you to all the people who have reached out. It's easier to reach out to us probably on the social media platforms. So that is at Upstate Music Mine on Instagram and on Facebook. Twitter, we don't really get on there, to be honest with you, but I think that's at Umpod. We do have a YouTube, but we don't have any video content. Currently, that's something I would like to get involved with. And I might, if you don't mind, man, I might, you know, talk to you about that sometime soon and pick your brain on it. Cause we just haven't had a time to really incorporate that. And, but basically all the social media is at Upstate Music Mine. If you want to go to the website, it's umpod.com, UMMPOD, because that's kind of our tagline or nickname. And, yeah, we're on all the major platforms. So please stream us or download us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Google, Deezer, iHeartRadio, all those, basically all of them.
Gotcha. Well, guys, you guys have the information here. Ryan checked in with us, told us a little bit about the Upstate Music Mine, told us about the SC Venue Crisis, told you how to get involved, and told you how to get in contact with him. But I would like to personally thank you for your time. I would like to give you your flowers. I enjoy your show. You had Shyland Flowers on, I think, twice, if I'm not mistaken. I've enjoyed your talk, your show with that. You did the Upstate Music Awards recap. I enjoyed that show as well. And those two shows kind of spread me out to looking at other people. Saw Selena, for example, came by. I listened to that show. Awesome. So I enjoy what you're doing. I want to thank you for what you're doing. And I hope that, you know, this piece of content here gets out to more people that can get in contact with you. And you guys, you know, can network and continue to spread your message, man. Again, thank you for your time. And that's all we got tonight, guys. It's Keys Ali. It's Ryan from the Upstate Music Mine, and we out.